All right, I finally got to this today. Welcome to Confessions of a Serial Wife. I'm going to start this episode by saying that if you haven't listened to previous episodes, you should probably do that so that you have some background information and don't think that I'm just some nutcase. Although, I don't know, if you've listened to all of them, you still might think that. So, I posted earlier about abuse, and I really want to talk on that. And I actually had this segmented out into two episodes, but I think I'm going to combine them because I think a lot of this kind of goes hand in hand. I want to start this by saying that when you are in an abusive relationship, you tend to stay in an abusive relationship. And the reason for that is because, well, one of the many reasons I think for that is because I think you get embarrassed. You don't ever want to think that you are the type of person to be in that type of a predicament. You don't ever,
I'm not even sure how to put this into words. It's like, when you first get into a relationship, you're so smitten and you tell everybody how much you adore the person, how in love you are, how great they are. And then that person starts being really shitty and you don't want to go back to those same people that you just said, oh my God, they're so awesome, and say, oh my God, that person's really starting to turn out really shitty. You know what she did or he did? You become kind of a victim to how you perceived your relationship in the beginning. You think maybe it's a bad day when they say something off. You think maybe you're imagining it. Sometimes they elaborate to make sure that you think you're imagining it. They tell you you're crazy, or they say it's just you. And that all adds to it. You don't want your friends and neighbors to know then that you have maybe you've done this before, chosen another relationship that is so poor after you've got done telling everybody how great they are. So it's kind of a pride thing, really. It's just very difficult to backtrack and to say, you know, it's just another one of those relationships, another bad relationship, you know. I'm bringing this up, and I posted that post really because I've been struggling with my current relationship with my current husband. And if you've listened to my podcasts, I've been married before. I'm experienced. I think I always jump into these fucking things, though, because of one thing or another. I think that I've never been able to either be brave enough or financially stable enough or whatever to just stand on my own two feet and say, fuck you, I don't need you. I've never been that person before. It's a little bit different now because I have managed to go to college and get, you know, several degrees. And maybe that gives me more insight into it, to where I think, God, how the fuck did I do all of this shit? If I was to leave my husband, I would be financially stable. just because of my education and the career path I've chosen. But the problem is that I have the same mindset. I have not grown through that yet. So when these things that I perceive as abuse come to light, I always question myself and wonder if I'm the one that's causing it, if I'm the one that's, you know, mirroring past relationships. Am I projecting that onto him? Is he really not doing what I perceive he's doing? And is it really not as bad as I think? So I struggle with that daily. I don't think at this point in my life I'm one that says I'm embarrassed. Although I am. Good Lord, if I was to get divorced again, that would be mortifying for me. I don't think I have the stomach for it. You know, you rope your finances together, you rope everything together. You know, how the hell do I go through it again? I don't know how I had the energy to do it the first four times. I do know. It wasn't as deep before because I didn't have anything before except for a house. I guess I had the kids and that was horrible, but there wasn't a lot of extra stuff. And now there's just so much extra stuff. And in today's world, it's all the technology too. So every account, everything is linked together. You know, I mean, online sign-ins, I mean, just everything. How in the hell do you start that over? I'm exhausted and mortified thinking about it, honestly. I do wonder, though, what would happen if I would be happier, if I would realize that it was abuse then at that point. So I've said before that I think my husband is borderline narcissistic, and it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. We can sit down to dinner and he can start talking about something and I can ask a clarifying question. I mean, serious, I swear to God on, you know, my kids' lives. I mean, there is no intent. There is no ill will. It's seriously just so I can understand the story question. And he gets instantly mad and instantly raises his voice. His tone changes. He's in defense mode. You know, he's treating me like I'm an absolute moron because I had to ask a clarifying question. Sometimes in conversation, we'll be talking about one thing and then he says something that makes no sense at all, and I have no clue what he's talking about. And then he will be so angry if I ask. And it is because he has had a thought in the middle of this conversation about, for example, black dogs. And he says something about a purple coat. And I'm like, what? And it turns out it's like a conversation that he had with a coworker or something, but he's mad at me because I had no idea what the heck he was talking about. So it's these types of things. It's the types of things like I ordered something that would go on the outside of the house, something really simple. I intended to put it up. Well, because of his nature and because, you know, I think part of it is he wants to do it for me. He wants me to be happy. Well, he sits these heavy things in my flower pot where my flowers are just blooming and popping up. And the tops are all broken off now. And so I said, oh my God, you're breaking off my flower tops. What are you doing? And he's instantly pissed. And granted, I could have said that differently, but he's done that a lot. So I kind of feel like I shouldn't have to say that differently. So now it is this big thing, and he's mad and tells me just to go inside. Well, I was outside to check the mail. I wasn't outside to even look. I didn't even realize that's what he was doing. So now I have to go inside. I'm banned to the inside of the house. Technically, I'm not really banned, but that's what it feels like. That's how he presents it. That's what he sounds like when he's telling me. It's very commanding, and it's as if I'm a child and he's telling me something. When we first got married, and this is an example, and I've probably said this in a previous episode, but when we first got married, he didn't like the smell of perfume, he said. So I didn't wear perfume, so I didn't buy perfume, and it was all this big to-do. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like my lips slimy. That was his excuse for not kissing me on my wedding day. It was because I was wearing lipstick, very light pink lipstick, so it wouldn't have even mattered. But when we got married, instead of a nice kiss, it was a mwah, like a peck, like I'm not even sure our skins touched. Because I was wearing lipstick. So we're just freshly married, and I don't buy perfume, and I don't buy lipstick anymore, and you know, the list goes on. And then all of a sudden, he comes home with a bottle of cologne because he wants to wear cologne. Well, please tell me what the fuck the difference is between him wearing cologne and me wearing perfume. So that went out the window because I was instantly pissed. It's just those little things that add up. That's like a controlling thing to me. When you look back at this, and of course you don't realize it at the time, you're just thinking, what the fuck? Is he OCD? You know, what is going on? But looking back and now, you know, with the difference in treatment and everything, it adds up. It's just all compounded, and you realize what a suck-ass relationship you're in. I don't have friends that come over. And granted, I probably could, but my God, he's so rude. Would I want them to come over? They would be mortified. Actually, I don't know if that's the case. I know that he's been rude in a lot of instances when I've introduced him. But it would probably be fine, especially if he was drinking. He seems to be much better when he's drinking. When we first got together, he stopped drinking because of my stories with the biological thing. I couldn't handle it. And so we got together and he wasn't drinking. He was totally sober. I didn't drink maybe once a year. And now he drinks all the time, and that's the only way that he can be in a better mood. And I gotta tell you, I'm starting to get that way, except for I can't stomach the alcohol. I don't process it very well anymore. So, I mean, I might try once a month, but I feel like absolute shit after a couple of drinks. So it's terrible. Alcoholism is another thing with abuse, though. That's another key factor. I told you with the biological thing. I mean, he was a raging alcoholic. It was horrible. It was scary. I would go to sleep with my arms crossed across my chest and with my hands on my neck because I honestly was scared that he would attack me at nighttime, and that was the only way I could figure out how to sleep and protect myself. And let me tell you, that works a number on your brain, on your psyche. It's not a good thing. I think I'm just going to pause right here. I'll continue this talk in just a second, but I'm going to throw in one of these little ads and I'll be right back. So hold on, don't hang up. I'll be back in just like a minute. All right, thanks for sticking with me. So, and again, I've talked about this in a previous episode, probably a few previous episodes. The biological thing was such an alcoholic that his skin started to smell different. It actually made his skin feel different. I didn't realize that when I was with him, but it was horrible. And one of the things when I left him and got with the kids' dad was that was the main thing I noticed was his skin. Like, I was so instantly in love with his skin because it was healthy. It was not even really firm, but it was firm. It was different. The texture was different. The smell was different. It was healthy. So the biological thing said he was trying to quit on several occasions and drank Odules and all of that, and then would have binges, and it was horrible. I don't wish alcoholism on anybody. I don't want you to put up with it. I don't want you to do it. It's something that you can't describe how horrible it is until you're stuck in the middle of it. And I mean, you're so overwhelmed emotionally and mentally and physically with everything. It's just the most horrible experience. It gives an excuse for abuse and for bad behavior. If they talked to you poorly or said something badly or, you know, did whatever, then it was because they were drinking. You know, it's always because they're drinking. For my husband, it's different because he honestly is nicer and funner when he's drinking, but he doesn't know when to stop. So he just drinks and drinks and drinks and barely eats when he does. This isn't like a daily thing, but it's very often. It's a few times a week. And he'll start after work and he'll be asleep, like sound asleep by 6:30, just because he's drank so much. And he's not like drunken, you know, staggering, drooling, whatever. But I mean, it's noticeable. It's noticeable to me because of my past experiences. So that's not very fun. So I don't think that's what the perceived abuse is from. I think, honestly, it's because he's got Asperger's or a form of Asperger's. And honestly, I think that he has self-esteem issues. So when I ask him a question, I think he perceives that as a threat. I think that he perceives that as me telling him he's unworthy or he's stupid or whatever. And honestly, I've never met anybody like that. I don't have any experience to compare that to. I'm not sure how to combat that. I know it's not healthy for a relationship to be like this, not being able to talk or discuss anything. In previous episodes, I've also talked about how he's a Trump supporter and I'm not, so that makes for fun conversations. That's sarcasm. Basically, we can't talk about anything. If we, you know, jokingly talk bad about somebody, like the stinky neighbor or whatever, we can do that. We can talk about the dogs. We can talk about, well, we can't even talk about my kids, because as soon as my kids come up, then he's throwing what he calls is advice, or he says that he's just having a conversation with me. But it's more than that. It's like he's trying to teach me something about my kids. And the stuff that he's trying to teach me, it's always like he understands my daughter more, or he understands my son more, or I just don't get it. Well, to me, that's another form of abuse. It's just like a previous episode when I brought up that the VCR. No, it wasn't a VCR. It was the Blu-ray player. We had talked about that. We were at a really low point, and I couldn't even afford a fucking Blu-ray player. But he wanted to get one, and I said, no, we needed it for other things. We needed money for other things at that particular point in time. And then he buys it, and that's my birthday present. He wrapped it for my birthday present. So when I open it in front of my kids, and I look at it like, you know, oh my God, you bought this without, you know, even though we said no, even though we talked about it. And, you know, I didn't say that because I'm in front of my kids now and I'm looking at this and looking at him. My kids don't know the backstory. They perceive that as me being ungrateful or me, you know, not liking my present. And that's not true. I loved it. I still love that. Well, I did until everything went on digital. But the point is that it's almost like he does these things to try and make me look bad. Everything seems to be tainted his way. There's no empathy, maybe. He can't understand things from my viewpoint. He doesn't think that I could be proud of him when I ask him a question. Therefore, it's an attack and it starts a fight. So I don't know. I'm struggling with that here lately. And I guess this is my venting point. I needed to get it off of my chest. So that's how you guys end up with this stuff. I don't know how this will end up. You know, I really wish that, I mean, he's smart, he's intelligent, he's handsome, you know, he's professional. We're together, you know, we have good times. We used to have good sex, but it's like the longer we go on, the more these things come to light. And if I say anything, it's an attack. It's not a conversation. And that's from his viewpoint. So I can't talk about anything. So I'm literally stuck. If I feel bad, I guess I have to suck it up and not say anything. If he's squashing my plants, I have to suck it up and not say anything. Otherwise, it's just a knockdown, drag-out brawl. It's just not worth it. So here I sit in my relationship that looks very good from the outside. I'm sure everybody thinks that we are super happy and in love. And sometimes we are. But where it counts, where we should be tight, like hands holding, we're not, because I'm not allowed to be a person, is what it feels like. I'm not allowed to have my own thoughts. And if I am, I'm certainly not allowed to say them out loud. Because, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about. Or I really do agree with him. I just don't understand. Well, I'm a big person. I'm pretty old now. I'm not pretty old, but I'm old enough. And I got to tell you that I feel like I understand what's going on. And I feel like I'm pretty in tune to my inner being and how I'm feeling. And I just feel not listened to or heard. I feel not valued. And I feel like when he says that he is doing these things, it's very superficial, and that anything that happens would still blow up in my face if I asked one thing. And seriously, it could be anything, like, what color are you going to paint that? And I'm not kidding, the roof would fall in. It would be such a blowout fight. And we could be happy and joking before, and instantly it's ruined. There's just no happiness after that. So anyway, welcome to my chaos today. That's what's been on my mind this whole week, and actually last week too. So that's what you get. Thanks for listening. If you have input, you know, I'm open. Email me. Throw it on social media. I don't care. I'll get back with you. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate the feedback on everything. So anyway, have a good weekend. Thanks for listening. Until next week. Bye-bye.